This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN. It's a tale as old as sports. An established star has an off year, and people begin to wonder if this is the beginning of their long slide into mediocrity. Then they come roaring back with a season for the ages, putting all doubts to rest as to who sits at the pinnacle of the sport. After having somewhat of a down year of its own in 2022, MLB The Show 23 has returned to claim its crown as the undisputed king of simulation baseball, with a long list of upgrades, gameplay shakeups, and an incredible new mode that redefines what the sports genre is capable of. The most significant addition to MLB The Show 23 is the Negro Leagues mode, a dedicated single-player story focused on the legends of a league that ran parallel to the MLB from 1920 to 1948. 8 different players are highlighted, from the legendary Satchel Paige to the groundbreaking Jackie Robinson. Each is lovingly introduced by Negro Leagues Baseball Museum president Bob Kendrick, with missions that recreate exciting moments from their careers. It would have been simple and safe to just add some throwback uniforms and a few legends to Diamond Dynasty. Instead, developer Sony San Diego thoughtfully recreated uniforms, equipment, and crowds from yesteryear. It all ties together in a cohesive package that's equal parts history lesson and satisfying challenge. Diamond Dynasty, which combines baseball card collection with a slew of single-player and online multiplayer modes, has undergone a number of smart changes. The basic idea is the same. You complete challenges or spend stubs to unlock cards, which can then be used to assemble a team. The cards range from today's players to stars from the World Baseball Classic, legends of baseball's past, to the featured players from the Negro Leagues. It's great for scratching that live service itch for those that enjoy the grind in a way that feels compelling, but not coercive. The show has finally been updated to reflect the current MLB rulebook, with major implications for franchise mode in particular. There are new rules dictating defensive shifts, and now two-way players can now be used as both designated hitter and pitcher in the same game, fixing a glaring issue affecting stars like Shohei Ohtani in last year's edition. The scouting and drafting system has been noticeably improved. I found it much easier to scout with a strategy in mind, with scouting abilities focused on pitchers, position players, and discovering talent. As someone who enjoys the front office nuance, it was a thrill to discover hidden gems in international leagues, though people who aren't as interested can still automate the process. Custom practice now lets you designate which pitches and locations you will see. Have trouble with sinkers down in the zone? Cue them up, then start hacking away until you get the motion down. This is a massive improvement and makes it much more effective as a skill-building tool. I found myself regularly spending time in batting practice at the start of a play session as a warm-up and genuinely felt like it helped me regain my timing. Another year of development on the current generation of consoles continues to pay graphical dividends as well. Gorgeous and lifelike recreations of stadiums, now including exteriors, make it easy to get lost in the spectacle. Team-specific VFX packages introduce games with a more personal touch, and a new batch of animations, like the Mariners' signature victory dance, push it all closer and closer to matching what you see on TV. Baseball is just as much about the sounds as it is the sights, and the show smartly rebuilt much of the audio for this year's release. Whether it's capturing the subtle reverb in the stadium following the crack of a bat, or the concussion pop of a glove that catches a speeding line drive, the explosive power of baseball played at the major league level is an essential part of the sport's essence, and it's recreated brilliantly here. A much deeper pool of recorded dialogue by the commentator crew, now in their second year, is also readily apparent, with thankfully fewer instances of the same lines being repeated ad nauseum. The on-field play has been stellar for years, but there are some smart improvements here too that are worth mentioning. Like the previous iterations, there are a range of control options for each of the phases of baseball, be they pitching, hitting, fielding, or base running. Simple options like one-button hitting are great at allowing anyone to play, while opting into more complex options like zone hitting rewards players who want to reach for a higher skill ceiling. Single-button throwing for fielders is back, but the addition of a moving target on button accuracy throws adds a challenging new wrinkle. Now, on long tosses from the outfield or difficult passes from the infield, the accurate zone for throws moves around. It's a small adjustment that adds a surprising amount of challenge, and games I played against other humans had a number of errant throws, much more in line with actual MLB games. Too often in previous years, it felt like every defender was an all-star, and this change is a welcome dose of realism. After a somewhat disappointing 2022, it's amazing how far forward Sony San Diego has pushed MLB The Show 23. It seems like every element has received attention, whether it's the improved scouting in the franchise mode, updates to match the current MLB rulebook, or a vastly more helpful practice mode. This remains a gorgeous showcase for baseball, with some of the most lifelike sights and sounds to behold in a sports game. It remains to be seen if sets and seasons in Diamond Dynasty will frustrate in the long run, but the crowning achievement this year is the Negro Leagues mode. This playable piece of baseball history is a triumph, presented with care, grace, and attention to detail. It's courageous and bold, like the pioneers it highlights, and it's astonishing to experience something so affecting from a baseball game. If for nothing else, that alone makes MLB The Show 23 a must-play.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.